What's it?
Yes.
Yes, this it's is Rush. Rush.
Thank
yes.
you.
What?
What?
Hey!
Gotta turn up my hearing aids.
Let that cat out.
Are you back? It's Good Morning NoCo, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I thought that was Rush, but they're not one of my... They're Canadian, too, right?
Yes, they are.
Because we played a game of Dead or Canadian.
They're one of those bands that there aren't many people who kind of like them.
No.
Yeah, you're generally all in or what the hell is that?
I'm in on one song and it's Tom Sawyer.
I don't know what the hell that's about.
Tom Sawyer. I don't know. Let's ask somebody smarter than us. Miles Blumhardt with the Fort Collins, Colorado. Miles, do you have an answer for what the hell Tom Sawyer's about?
I do not. That's Rush, right?
Yeah.
Is that Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You know, I'm not a deep person, though, so I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm very, very shallow in many ways.
I have so many follow-up questions on that. But
don't ask Miles how deep his love is.
Yeah.
How deep is your love?
That's it. The Bee Gees.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the Bee Gees?
Very nice. Yeah. I like that. Hey, good to have you on, Miles. How you doing today, buddy?
Yeah, it was good to see you guys last week out at Eaton. That was a good time, and thanks for sharing it with me.
No, that was awesome. We appreciated having you out there, and next time we're out there, we're going to be playing some golf, Miles, because I know and you haven't played out at the Eaton Country Club yet, have you?
I have not, and the one thing I really liked is it looked like I could be in the other fairway when I miss, so that's a good sign.
You absolutely can, but here's how they make up for it. They've got the toughest greens in NoCo, in my opinion. The speed of those greens in the middle of summer is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about the course. I haven't been out there, so I look forward to coming out there and playing with you.
And I'm just going to throw out some smack that probably, you know, I don't know, you can bet on it, but at some point this summer, Miles, I'm going to beat Tanner.
I like it.
No,
yeah?
And I know he's sitting here going, there's not a chance in hell. I've seen you play, and you've got some moments, but you can never put
mind.
It all together for a great round,
he
old
can
man.
Read my mind.
But I'm just telling you, I'm taking down this little cat at some point this summer.
What is with that?
Because
Angel and Brady are saying the same thing. They said they're going to beat me at some point this summer. And I don't buy it.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes those wedges, they can get a little cranky. So maybe that flares up, and then you get the yips on the green. And, yeah, could be. Not that I've ever been there.
Yeah, no. I will say the biggest threat to me as a golfer here at this station is one Mr. Brian Gary. There is zero doubt about it.
Because
when he does have it all going at the same time, and here's what scares me, is that I saw him play after like a 3-4-5 year hiatus, and he came back and was smacking it pure. And I'm like, okay, he golfs more. He really could probably come beat me at some point, Miles.
Yeah, sometimes you know what, it goes the other way, right? You know, that first time you go and you haven't played in a while, you play really well, and then all of a sudden you start playing and other things crop up in your swing. So, yeah,
well,
who knows?
What happens now and then is I pass a mirror and realize who the hell I am.
That is. Really good point. Me too. Yeah. Okay, enough about our golf games. Miles, let's dive in here. Some CSU transfer news out of the basketball program. Not really unexpected.
Yeah, I think, you know, Tanjay was one of those 50-50. You can obviously, well, you can see why he would stay and why he would move on, I think. I thought John was a really good player. I think this team is in for a large remake, and I think it would have been fine if he would have come back. But I haven't talked to Nico about this, but I think there might be some relief from Nico Medved that Tanjay is leaving. I think Jennison is gone, the center. I think there's going to be a couple more. I think potentially Baylor Hebb, maybe. And then I think there might be one more. Nico might have four scholarships in addition to the two he's already given to high school seniors.
I was getting a pretty good chuckle out of Brady Hole and Kevin Lytle on Twitter. Somebody had asked, you know, what do you want to see in the transfer portal? And Brady goes, because everyone's like, we need a 7-footer who can shoot and this and that. And Brady's like, a 7-footer that can shoot 3 points, you know, 3-pointers at a 45% clip, right, Kevin Lytle? And Kevin's like, yeah, he's also got to shoot 99% from the free throw line. And also, because people are just a little bit outlandish with what they want for their team.
Yeah, well, okay, there is a need. If Isaiah Stevens comes back, and I think that's probably a big if, you know, I think Adam was on, Nygon was on with Brady Hull and basically said, why would he come back? But let's say Isaiah comes back. They really need to be able to recruit probably a number two and number three best player on the team to be competitive next year in the Mountain West. Because if those two need to be taller people, let's just say that, right? They, you know, forward, center-ish kind of people. Yeah, is that hard to come by? Yeah. The transfer portal is not what a lot of people think where, oh, you just get rich from that. No, a lot of those players have baggage. Some work out, some don't. But if Nico doesn't get probably a number two and three starter, I think they'll struggle next year. And is Isaiah going to come back?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the biggest news for the CSU basketball team is whether he comes back or not.
No question. And I tend to think no.
I tend to think no.
Is that where you lean to, Miles?
Yeah, I do. I'm just wondering why. What is, and I think Adam pointed that out. What does he have to prove? I mean, he's already one of the best players in the Mountain West. I think, can he go play professionally overseas? Yeah, he can. Can he play in the G League or the NBA? No, he can't. But he could make a nice living off of that. And, or he could transfer to a P5 and try and showcase his skills more.
Well, let me,
I didn't even think of that. Actually, I didn't even think of that. And that's...
Well, let me ask you guys this, and because I actually am on the opposite side here. I kind of tend to lean that he will come back, and I don't know the answer, of course. But if you could go back to your senior year in college, if you could go back to a place that you like, that you loved, that you appreciated, and be the big man on campus for one more year of college, tell me you wouldn't go do that.
I don't know. Yeah, okay, you could do that. You could have a fifth year. I think with Isaiah, he's a mature kid. He's a smart kid. He's a competitor. I think there's more out there in life than that for him. I really do. Mm. No, I could be wrong, but I think if I were him, why not go start making money professionally overseas?
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Isaiah as well. We talk with Miles Blumhart from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And what'd you have? You had a thought hit you right there, Brian.
No, I was going to go off. Not, I mean, even bail off the Rams. This is something I wanted to ask both of you because I see stories come across this morning. And this is moving down to Boulder to see you.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, has Deion Sanders, or Coach Prime, if you will, put so much light on them, and if they don't win, will his arrogance wear thin quickly? Because I'll just tell you, as an athlete, I respected the hell out of him, but I found very few people as annoying as him. I can't stand people who are that full of themselves,
right.
And he is incredibly full of himself and has no problem displaying it. Do you feel that could wear thin if he does not win?
Yes.
Yeah. It's already worn thin for me, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Tanner. You know, but you can say that about anything, right? Think about when Nathaniel Hackett came in last year, and you know, he had this new vibe there and everything. And whatever you do as a coach, good, bad, or indifferent, the only way it ends up good is if you win, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever your shtick is, if the shtick doesn't include winning, well, then you suck. That's basically what people are at now.
No, you're right.
No, you're right.
No, you are, and I think this was, and again, I want to credit this. I think it was Brady that came up with this, but he said it's like the Ed McCaffrey hiring for UNC on steroids, because the excitement level and the statewide interest on UNC at the time was at an all-time high, turns out to be a completely failed experiment with Ed McCaffrey. Now, Deion's got a little bit of coaching experience, but now going into Pac-12 where he's at, will that translate? But now the national attention is shining brighter on CU than ever. And let's be honest, they're going to be a 4, maybe a 5-win team this year. They're not going to, I don't see them winning a whole lot, but it's the stuff that's outside of coaching that drives me crazy. I saw a video from one of the Barstool Boulder CU or something like that, that's like, Coach Prime was bench pressing, and he threw up, I don't know, 450 pounds or something like that on bench press, just in his regular clothes, no warm up. And it said, name another coach in the country who can do that. I don't give a damn how much my coach can bench press. I could care less if he weighs 470 pounds. Let us win. And that's what I think a lot of the stuff and the hype about him isn't about on the field stuff. I respect the hell out of him for his recruiting, but I think what Brian, I think you nailed it. I think it's going to be, if he can't win with this, it's going to fall. It's going to get old really fast.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're probably a 4 or 5 win team. I think that's probably what CSU is next year too. 4 or 5 win team, unless they could get an offensive line. But here's the thing with CU. They were in the doldrums. It's a huge risk reward. Why not take it?
Oh, yeah. Right? I agree. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, why not take it?
No, I agree 1,000%. I just wonder, it's that personality. It's like I was never a Floyd Mayweather guy.
Yeah.
You know, I respect him as a fighter, but I don't like that mentality.
Right. No.
You know? And I know Prime brings a lot of positive, and he gets people pumped up, and the players especially, you know, so I can respect the hell out of that. I just wonder, there's going to be a lot of pressure to win.
There's going to be a lot of pressure.
And I think that stuff wears thin quickly.
It does. We're talking with Miles Blumhart from the Fort Collins, Colorado in here. Miles, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that I totally agree. There is a lot of pressure to win, but you know, that's kind of his shtick, right? Put pressure on me, I'll perform. And you know, he did it as a player. Can he do it as a coach? You know, and we'll have to see that. But again, anything's going to wear thin if you don't win.
And in his defense, he has never done anything where he hasn't excelled.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, on me, you know, because he could definitely prove me that he knows exactly what he's doing.
Could be.
So he has not failed yet.
But I just, I worry about how bad that program was. You're not going to get it turned around in a year.
No, it doesn't take much to get better.
No, exactly right. And they will be better. I mean, you can't land that amount of number one recruits and not be better than what you were last year.
Yeah, again, but you have to have all elements of the team. You know, just like I think CSU is building in football. I do. But again, they're never going to run the air raid if they don't have an offensive line. And that's why I'm not picking them to win all that many games next year. Would six be great? Sure. Get to a bowl? Sure. But with that offensive line, and I know you're bringing new kids in, but, you know, on the offensive line, you really need to play together for a while. That's my big if. I think I like their running back, I like their quarterback, I like their receivers. Their defense is improved. CSU's, they got to get an offensive line, guys, or I don't see them, you know, markedly improving.
No, that's where it all starts.
It does.
You can't do anything without that.
Well, and it'll be interesting. Their spring game coming up on Saturday, I believe, is when they get underway there. How much do you take from spring games?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. You know, I played at the University of South Dakota, and you know what spring ball and spring was? It was just a meat grinder. And, you know, you're just seeing kind of who can play. So it gives you kind of an idea for the next year, but nah, not a lot of stock.
It's more of a hype thing, right? Football's right around the corner. Here's what we're looking like. It's more of a marketing scheme.
Yes, no question it is. And, you know, I think it'll be interesting, you know, like, you know, to go to either Primes or Jays, you know, it'll be interesting, but I don't think it says a lot about next season.
I think they're projecting like 30,000 some people at the spring game for CU this year.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be televised on ESPN.
Brilliant move.
Again, right? Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Miles, we didn't get to anything on our list that we were going to talk about today.
I apologize.
No, it was a great conversation, man. But like Brian said at one point, too, there's nowhere to go but up for any of these organizations and these programs.
No, there isn't, and that's why you take the risk. And again, the risk is he could get you in trouble. I mean, there is that potential risk. The other thing is, I don't know that I'd really worry about the NCAA right now because they have proven extremely weak. So if you're going to violate, now might be the a good opportunity. I'm just saying.
No, you're
he
right.
He might get you there, but I'll tell you one thing: he'll be able to recruit. You know why? Because his promise to those players are, I'll do everything I can to get you to the NFL. That's what every player who has a sniff or doesn't have a sniff, that's what they want.
True, and it's a great recruiting tool. Miles Blumhart, Fort Collins, Colorado. And hey, last question before we let you go: what's the worst intersection in Northern Colorado? That's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. What's the worst intersection in NoCo?
Well, I believe it's probably Harmony and Whitesville up there where Costco, Walmart is, and Timnest.
Yes, that's a great answer, Miles. Yeah. Appreciate it, my friend.
Love you, my guys. Okay, have a good day, and we will get out on the golf course.
Absolutely, perfect. Miles.
We did get a text that said, Brian's going to beat me because I drink on the golf course, and Brian can control himself. So he goes, that'll be the day. Brian's going to have to get me liquored up and then beat me. All right, Miles, appreciate it.
Take care.
Yeah, see you later, Miles.
8:54 the time. Let's get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick.